We're doing the Avat Chesed, and for the newcomers, we'll introduce. The Chafetz Chaim wrote this work, which is a work that encompasses the halachot, the laws of doing acts of kindness, and also a lot of words of encouragement and philosophical approaches to doing kindness. And last time we learned that the Chafetz Chaim illustrated from different sources that in doing kindness in our day and age, one can gain atonement as though the temple were built. That acts of kindness today serve as an atonement in place of sacrifices. And the Chafetz Chaim says, I expanded on this point, because I had to contend with the Yetzer Hara. So I'm trying to dissuade you from the direction he's going to lead you. I'm trying to do everything against the Yetzer Hara because I see it spreading like wildfire today. What's the Yetzer Hara that's rampant today, says the Chafetz Chaim? I've been telling you, even if you have a little bit of extra cash, even if you have $5, you could set up a gemach. You could set up your own institution of chesed. Everyone has something extra in their life. And you could use that little extra that you have to be a source of kindness to others. But he says today, what's common is that if a person has a little bit of extra cash, what a person thinks is, the Yetzer Hara grabs a person and says, the last thing you want to do with that money is lend it to someone else, even someone who you can trust. But rather, what does the Yetzer Hara tell a person? You have $10, go make some cash on it. You could earn interest. You could make a percentage on those $10. You know, money's got to make money. How much money do you have extra? Yeah, but if I put it in a savings account, how many people leave their money in the bank's savings account where they're making what? 1% a year? Not even, less, right? Almost zero, right? You know, I get from Citibank every 3-4 months, I get this very important email that I now have another 25 cents in my account. You know, very good. So I was telling someone that I try, whatever money I could afford, I try to lend. So someone said to me, what are you lending it for? Don't you think you need it? I said, no, right now I don't. And I can tell you that on my loans I have 100% dividend. I don't have to doubt it. Whatever loans I gave, my dividend is insured, more than the 25 cents from Citibank, where we have to wonder where Citigroup is holding, right? So today he says there's a terrible Yetzer Hara going around. And a person has a little bit extra cash. He says, okay, well, maybe I can make a few cents on that extra cash. He says, a terrible thing has developed from this. First problem is, most of the people who are giving the money lender money to make some interest, they don't know anything about doing business. You know, if you're giving a Jew money and he's paying you interest, there are laws. You're not allowed to take interest on money that you lend. So there's a whole contract that we make in order to make it permissible, where basically we're becoming partners and it's not a loan that I'm giving him. So there's a whole way how you could do it, but the average person doesn't know that. What does he insure? He says, you give me a contract that ensures I get my interest. Well, that's against the halacha. He says the first problem is people are entering deals where they're transgressing the prohibition of ribis, of taking interest from their fellow Jew. They're saying, why should I do anything else? I have a little bit of extra cash. I'll make some interest on my cash. And they don't realize that they're entering deals which are biblically prohibited. And the biblical prohibition of taking interest can even affect whether a person is going to come back in the resurrection of the day. It's a very weighty sin, the prohibition of ribis. So he says problem number one, he says, I gave this whole long speech about how you should take the little extra cash you have and do kindness with it, because firstly, I see this big problem. The people think if I can make another penny or two, that's what I should do with my extra money, when really they should be looking how to do kindness with it. So that's point number one. And again, just for practical purposes, I have to mention, the Chafetz Chaim isn't telling us that we should take all our savings and make a gemach out of it. That's not what he's saying. He's saying sometimes you have certain extra cash. Obviously, if you have a quarter of $1 million, he's not telling you make a gemach out of it. he too would agree that maybe you should buy some real estate, or maybe you should invest it somewhere else, or like Chazal said, a third, a third, a third, third liquid assets, third real estate, and a third in business, whatever it is. He's not giving you business advice, but he's saying in our day-to-day dealings, we do have a small amount of petty cash that's extra. Every person has something that's extra. It could be an extra coat, as we discussed in the previous classes. And that's what he's talking about, where people are always looking to make the extra few cents on that extra money, and they could run into serious prohibitions trying to make those extra few cents. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll continue, we'll tell us other reasons why he's given us this good advice to do acts of kindness with our extra cash.